Cave and using all the gadgets and stuff like that. It made me think I want to play as Catwoman and Robin and all these other characters as well. So I'd love to see like a big multi-character all over Gotham style game next from them, you know, and I think they do a brilliant job of it.
Yes, yes. All right, so, man. Well, stick around for the forum and we'll bring you back in there for that.
Will do.
Thanks, pal. Bye.
See ya.
John E. Capcom. Still no... Still the same status of our buddy. If we talk games, had a subtitle. The Death of Stinky. I don't want to think about it. In fact, let's pick it up a little bit here. Who knows? Hopefully everything's right. Right? I mean, he would have let me know that he did say he was sick. Let's get Greg on the line. This is good news to me when developers and people that I admire as movie makers want to call back. This is good for me. Let's get him on the line. San Francisco! Greg Maladic, Future of Pinball. What's going on in Future of Pinball, LLC?
Future Pinball LLC. Well, last time we talked about Wishing Stars, which is the game that came out in iPhone, and that shipped and is doing real well.
One of the greatest games ever created for the iPhone.
Well, that's what I hope people think. People seem to be reacting really well so far.
That's good. That's good. And a lot of feedback with the developer on this one?
Yeah, I mean, if you recall, it's a GPS game that you play at Disneyland, yeah. And you go around searching for hidden virtual prizes, and I'm going to be down at the D23 Expo, which is that new Disney Expo that they are holding for fans. I'm going to be there this week for that, and meeting up with Wishing Stars players, so I'm really looking forward to that.
Wow, that's great, and now you can be searching for a star, and all of a sudden you're caught in Spider-Man's web or something.
That's right. I'm going to have to get in Marvel-related stuff now.
That's going to be good. That's going to be great.
Yep.
Just don't rip down my Spider-Man ride in Universal before I get there.
Yeah, that thing is awesome, isn't it?
That's my favorite ride of ever. And now with this, you know, the competitor, something's got to give. And I'm just hoping it's still there when I get there on around the 18th or 19th of October.
Oh, yeah. From what I've heard, it's safe. They're not, Disney can't build, I think they can't build any Marvel stuff that uses any of the Universal's characters, the ones they put into the park, in their parks. So I think the Spider-Man ride is safe.
Okay, well, great. Fantastic. What do you got for us now? Big conventions going on.
That's right. Well, I'm going to the D23, like I mentioned, but also there's an excellent show coming up here in the Bay Area the first weekend in October. It's called the Pacific Pinball Expo, and this is the third annual Pacific Pinball Expo. It's the world's largest pinball show.
Wow.
It is. We're going to have nearly 400 pinball machines there, which is quite a few pinball machines. There's a website. It's called pacificpinball.org. You visit it, and you can see a movie there of last year's show, and see just how incredibly huge this thing is, because it is massive.
You know, someone should make a movie about pinball and, like, trying to save it or something, or resuscitate it.
That would be a fantastic idea.
Yeah.
I wish somebody would do that. In fact, I did do it a couple of years ago. I did Tilt the Battle to Save Pinball.
Right.
Which probably some of your listeners have already seen on DVD. It's out on iTunes and Netflix now. And George Gomez, who was on your last show, I believe, he's the star of the movie. He's the one that built Pinball 2000.
All the royalties go to George.
They go to me to try and recoup the cost that I put into making the film, which I haven't come close to recouping yet, but hopefully someday.
Well, get on those iTunes, everybody, and download this movie, because it's a very, very passionate, as I mentioned, probably the most passionate video game-related movie. And we'll be talking more about video game-related movies on this panel, and how far we've come a long way from Wizard and joysticks. This new swell of movies and interest in these movies have brought a more, you know, more realistic premise and a more compelling story, in my opinion, than any fantasy.
Oh yeah, no doubt. I mean, what's the best video game movie you've seen recently?
Well, recently, I mean, it still has to be from, you know, King of Kong and Tilt. Those are my two favorites.
Oh well, great. I appreciate that.
Yep. Right on.
And the reaction's been really good to Tilt. People, you know, it's sort of like King of Kong, but it's from the designer's perspective instead of the player's. So you get to kind of see the flip side of that movie.
Exactly, exactly. Now, anything else about this expo, or is anything else you got for us? Or?
It's at the Marin County Civic Center. So if you're in the Bay Area, it's not that hard to get to. Just go over the Golden Gate Bridge, and it's pretty easy to find. It's running October 2nd through the 4th.
Okay.
And like I said, it's the world's largest show. It's being run by an organization called the Pacific Pinball Museum, which I'm a board member of. Oh. And the organization was founded by a guy named Michael Sheese about 7 or 8 years ago. He runs an arcade here in the area called the Lucky Juju Pinball Arcade, which some of your listeners might know about. It's kind of a famous place. It's open every weekend, and they have about 40 or so pinball machines on display. But he came up with the idea that he wanted to feature a whole museum that was dedicated to pinball. Not just pinball exactly, but kind of how it works and what it's all about. So the museum will feature not just the machines, but also the history and the science behind how they work.
Oh, great. Fantastic.
And so this expo is to raise money to build that museum.
Oh, okay, great. So it's another good cause.
Absolutely. We're a nonprofit, and like I said, raising money for this. There's going to be a lot of great stuff at the show besides pinball. We're going to have two very famous pinball designers, Steve Ritchie and John Frudo.
Wow.
Both going to be speaking at the expo on Saturday the 3rd. So that's definitely a can't miss thing to see. Yeah. And then also we're going to be featuring some of the special machines that the museum owns. Like there's a visible pinball machine. It's a machine that's made entirely out of, I think, Lucite or plexiglass, something like that. But
yeah, like the famous visible man, invisible woman models of the 70s.
It's exactly the same idea, but applied to a pinball machine. And so the museum has that in its collection. It will be on display and playable.
Wow. Cool, man.
Yeah, and all viewable at our website, pacificpinball.org.
Right on. And, you know, anything associated with Lucky Juju, that's got to be good, because Juju is one of my favorite things. Black Juju by Alice Cooper, and now, of course, Lucky Juju.
Yep, it's a great place in case any of your people are out in the area and haven't visited. You know, the expo is just this one weekend. It's October 2nd through the 4th, but the Lucky Juju is open every weekend over in Alameda. So that's definitely worth a visit as well.
I got to head out there.
Yeah, it's a great place.
All right, man. Well, thanks for dropping in on We Talk Games and telling us about this great expo.
Hey, thanks for letting me come on and talk about it.
Bye now.
All right, thanks.
All right, welcome to the International Panel of Video Game Millionaires. Welcome back on board here, Kyle and John.
Hello. How you doing?
Nice to be back.
It is.
How's Stinky doing? Up? He's still out.
Okay, very good. Well, or whatever. Yes, I don't want to...
Is his chest moving at all? Can you see from where you are?
All I can see is his gut is hanging out a little bit. It's a little bit distended and his shirt's up, but... I really don't
see.
Does
he still have his thumb on the Life magazine?
Yeah, it's still same position. Everything's the same. And it is the Michael Jackson edition with the red jacket of Life magazine. Oh. I can see that. So yeah, I don't want to draw any analogies.